Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twister on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. I was going to actually talk about really annoying sounds. Right now, I can hear in the distance outside, I can hear a really yappy, horrible sound of a dog barking. And I hate the sound of a dog barking. It's so irritating and so incessant. It's a yap, 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 yap. And it's like, shut up. So I'm going to have to close the door to my balcony or the windows or stuff because it's really annoying me. Again, it's another thing. Car alarms, house alarms, or someone constantly banging or drilling. Drilling is just so annoying. I just hate it. And it's just like, stop. The sounds. Actually, when we used to have someone else who lived below us, it was constantly like rave type music, and that was really, really annoying. You know, you're on edge all the time, because you're waiting for it to start. Hang on, I'm just going to close the windows and the door because it's really annoying me. I can still hear this doggy still yapping, so I'll just pause the recording. Okay, sorry, my voice just went there. So I've closed the windows and the door. It's just so annoying. You just want to clobber the dog over the head and like, shut up! But that's one of the annoying sounds. And it was really annoying things like, sorry, the music from the guy below me. You know, it would go on for whatever length of time, but you were on edge waiting for it to start. So then every little sound, every little thing you hear, you just convince yourself, oh, don't tell me that's the music starting. And you just live on edge. And music and noise from selfish people around you is really difficult. But we got them evicted, and we've got other people now, and they're really very quiet, and we don't hear them. So I have absolutely no complaints. I must admit, when they did move in, I thought, oh God, these people look like they're going to cause a lot of noise. And I really don't. So I really don't need to complain. The only noise that we hear is sometimes they have a young little lad who plays football. And sometimes you can hear him at the front playing football. Because obviously they want to keep him close. Not have him wandering off or whatever. But that's about it. That I can deal with. Music I cannot deal with. I am so bad where noise is concerned. And I was so close before to just moving out and saying I can't deal with this. But yeah, so that dog, whoever he is, better shut the bleep up because he's really doing my head in. So on my earlier audio, I mentioned the washing machine. Guy was coming around to have a look at it, and that's fixed now. So no complaints there. I also have the Tesco delivery, which came today as well. Sorry, had to pause there for a minute. The Tesco delivery was meant to come between 1 and 3, and he came at 12:30. Then also at 12:30, he came in, substituted something really annoying, and it's more expensive. And then he told me I normally have to sign for something, and he didn't even have a machine that I could sign on, so I was not impressed. But, you know, what annoyed me was he was early, and say I wasn't here, you know, that could have been an issue, but thankfully I was here. So yeah, that was about my day. It was a lot of waiting in for people. Now I have to look up to see the status of what is happening with my Kindle that I've ordered from Amazon US. So again, I'll probably have to be sitting in for a couple of days waiting for this blessed Kindle to arrive. There's nothing more irritating. Probably won't come tomorrow. I'm thinking it'll probably come on Thursday or Friday. I totally lose track of the days because I'm not working. I'm off this week. And you kind of just lose what day is what because you're just out of routine and out of everything. So, yeah. So I'm going to go up and check it now to see if there's any update. I'll check it while you're here. Let me see. I'll go to Amazon. Now, let me see. I'll go into it and see is there any update. There wasn't any update earlier. It's meant to ship today, but I guess they're behind us in time. So, no, there's no update. So, I just have to wait patiently. And I'll check it again later. It just says shipping soon. Oh, actually, Hang on now. No, that's not what I was going to go in. You click the wrong thing. I think I must have clicked view invoice or something. It just says shipping soon. So, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I'm very impatient because I just want to see it kind of actually move from shipping soon, and I'm impatient. But it'll get there. So I'll check it again later or tomorrow or something and hope for the best. So that's about it. Have a good evening and I shall talk to you soon. Oh, on another matter, I may as well bring this up while I'm here. Today, over the last months and since I've started using Twitter, maybe over the last year, I used to send a tweet to a guy who works at Twitter support. His name is Troy, so he's twitter.com/Troy, Troy. Now, I used to send him a tweet saying something is not working, can you have a look at this, can you fix that, blah blah. That was all I ever used to do. I never ever sent anything offensive, insulting, angry, or anything like that. And today I was going to send him a tweet about the I'm sick of the who to follow not working. So, because my Twitter account is linked to an email address that I don't have access to now because it's a work email, I thought, well, I'll send him a tweet. And did you know someone in Twitter customer support has blocked me? How rude is that? Number one, if he doesn't want to get personal tweets to his own Twitter account, take out your bio that you work at Twitter support. Take out that you answer all these things. I just think it's so rude. And to think that someone from Twitter can block someone who and you're working meant to work in support, absolutely outrageous. But anyway, I don't really give a damn, you know. I'll just go through the official channels in future. So I shall go and let me see, I'm going to check the other guy actually I sent a tweet to. I just think he was always saying before that he was always open to stuff like that. Now, let me see. I'll click this guy. Now that guy didn't block me. I was just testing the waters, but the other guy did. And I just didn't find that absolutely outrageous. Because in his profile it says tweet at support at Twitter. I think he's a bit annoyed that people are following his private account. So fuck him. I'm gonna block him too. So I hate when you try and block someone or report them for spam, you always get an error. Try again. So I've just done that now, and then you get another error. Ah, oh, the joys of Twitter, eh? Go back in. I've blocked him because I just don't want him. I have blocked him. I just find that absolutely mad. So, anyway, that's all I've got to say. So this is another update. I will record another Audioboo for you guys tomorrow. Still no news on my Audioboo issues. Have a good evening and I will speak to you all really, really soon. Take care. Okay, bye.